GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Heldrick Tyler Show. We know that we are an aging state, a graying state. The estimates are that we're going to have very close to 280,000 people in our state, 65 and older, by the end of this year. And many of them are affected by the choices in Washington that come concerning Medicare. Christine Groh is with America's Health Insurance Plans. George, she's dialed in on line three to talk with us on GHRT. If you'd like to welcome Christine to our program.
Hi, Christine. Always happy to talk to somebody who knows more than we know, and you certainly know more than we know about this.
Well, good morning. Thank you so much for having me today.
Most of us, and I'm guilty of it too. I know I have Medicare Part A and Part B, and I have Part D. I've got a supplemental plan. How's that? I've got my bases covered?
You have a lot of bases covered there, yeah. And the good news is that Americans have a lot of choices when it comes to Medicare. They can buy Part A and B, which together take care of your primary doctor and your hospitalization. They can buy Part D, which covers your prescription drug costs. And then we have Part C, which is Medicare Advantage. And Medicare Advantage works a lot like the coverage that you get through your job that a lot of Americans are very familiar with. And it often covers a lot of additional services that traditional Medicare, that Part A and B, does not cover. So things like dental, vision, some wellness wellness services, even gym memberships in some cases. So we find that seniors who choose Medicare Advantage are tremendously satisfied with their plan. In fact, 93% of seniors who have Medicare Advantage are really happy with their benefit.
This is terrific to have you on because it was last week, George and I, you and I were talking, and I think it was on microphone, where we said we knew of A and B and D. What was C? At that moment, none of us knew. C seems to be the lesser known of all of the four Medicare choices.
Well, it is. Yeah, it is one of the lesser known, but it's becoming increasingly popular among Americans. In fact, if you look across the nation, more than 23 million people have chosen Medicare Advantage. And if you look at the state of Maine, more than 130,000 residents of Maine have chosen Medicare Advantage. That's about 35% of those who are eligible for Medicare. So as more people look at more choices and what's available to them and what they really want for their health, not just to take care of them when they're sick, but to help them stay healthy and active and engaged in their community, they're seeing Medicare Advantage as a great choice for them.
Well, we get to Washington, and if anybody's doing anything this week other than fighting, what's going on in I say that for both sides. If we can stop fighting for a minute, where are we in Washington? What's on the agenda that we should be zeroing in on?
Well, it's a really good and timely question because just last night, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Choices released some new proposals for Medicare Advantage for the 2021 year. So this would affect plans for next year. And they're just proposed at this point, and we're taking a look at what all of these proposals mean. And there are some good things that the administration is doing. It looks like they're going to offer more flexibility. They're going to allow more freedom to design high-quality doctor networks. But we're a little bit concerned about the funding that's going to go into the program. These plans are offered by private health insurance providers, and the health insurance providers are required to have very high quality standards and meet very stringent standards for the type of quality and the type of plans that they deliver to seniors. But that requires good funding to go into the program so that the benefits don't start to suffer. And we're a little bit worried that the funding that we're seeing for next year may not be up to what we're hoping it would be, especially because for next year, for the first time, people who have kidney disease will be eligible to choose Medicare Advantage, where before they could only choose traditional Medicare. So that's one of the things that we're looking at for next year.
This is Christine Groh. She's a Senior VP of Communications for America's Health Insurance Plans. As we're looking at the future of Medicare choices and Medicare Advantage, that's Part C. How much money do you think we need for it? And how much do you think Washington is ready to allocate?
Well, looking at the very initial research that we have here, it looks like they're looking at less than a 1% increase into the program, where historically we've seen, you know, 2% or more going into the program. And that's important because we have more and more people who are choosing Medicare than ever, who are aging into Medicare than ever before. So it's more about the population that we serve and being able to cover the health care costs that people need. As you know, health care costs do go up year after year. The good news is that the medical services, so the visits to the doctor, are going up a little bit less quickly than they were in the past, but we're still seeing prescription drugs go up and up at a very rapid pace every year. So, you know, that continues to be a pressure about why healthcare costs and premiums are going up for everyone, and that's something that we're watching very closely.
The bottom line, as we often say, is stay healthy, eat healthy, exercise more, break your bad habits, and maybe we can solve some of our, not all, but some of our healthcare problems. I'm sure you're encouraging people to stay healthy after the problem exists. It's too late, really.
Yeah, and you know, it's never too late to start living a more healthy lifestyle. And anything that you can do is a very important step toward becoming more healthy. From our perspective, we want people to stay healthy because it improves their quality of life. They're happier every day. They're more engaged in their community. They can participate in more activities with their loved ones. And that's what we want for people. And any little thing that you can do, whether it's making a single change in your diet or walking a little in your neighborhood, that's all very important. And that's one of the things that Medicare Advantage plans are really good at, is working with you to decide what are your health goals and what can we offer to you that will help you along your own personal health care journey so you can get healthier faster and stay healthier longer.
For those living a busy life and they're on private insurance, they're not thinking about A, B, C, and D. What should they be thinking about for later in life when these should be options on their table?
Well, we do think that, to your point, staying healthy now is really important because that will make everything more more engaging and happier for you. And it's always better to age healthier as you get older. But I think the more that you can know your options and listen to the conversations about Medicare and what the different pieces are and the various choices that are available to you, that makes a lot of things easier. One of the other things that we're looking at is technology is changing. And the administration has been working hard to provide more online tools for people to make more choices. So it's always a good place to go on to Medicare.gov to see what choices are and what's available to people. But stay engaged in your communities and find out what's happening locally and what you have available to you.
If you're into social media at all and look at places like Facebook, every day I look at it and there's about 35 different ads of how I'm going to solve my A1C problem. And then they want to sell you something. But right. The reality is that there seems to be a growing trend of people who are at risk for type 2 diabetes. As you age, it's a normal thing. But the way we eat in this country sometimes also contributes to it. It's a big issue when you think that about maybe 25, 30 million people in America are either diabetic or pre-diabetic. And as a health insurance provider, this has to be impacting on what you're doing.
Yeah, and diabetes is one of the health issues that we are paying very close attention to. We want to make sure that people who are diabetic are getting the care that they need and the medications that they need. So a lot of folks, when they are diagnosed diabetic, they'll make alterations in their lifestyle to try to improve their health and, you know, maybe avoid some of the medications that otherwise they would need. But for some people, they do need insulin. And this has been a big debate and something that's been talked a lot about a lot in Washington, about how do we make sure that people can afford their insulin? Because, you know, the drug prices do continue to go up and up and up every year. A lot of health insurance providers have taken dramatic steps to make sure that those prescription drugs remain affordable. Several of them have introduced new programs where people won't have to pay more than $25 for a 30-day supply for their insulin out of pocket. Now, the downside of that is that does affect premiums for everyone, but we think it's really important for people to be able to afford their insulin. We would hope that the drug makers would come to the table and lower their prices for insulin so that more people can get the insulin that they need. But we're certainly doing our part, and we're committed to making sure that people get the prescription drugs they need and the services they need.
A couple of people, again, I go back to the Leading Busy Lives. They're on different insurance plans. As we talk, by the way, with Christine Groh from America's Health Insurance Plans and the Coalition for Medicare Choices and looking at the future of Medicare Advantage, that's Part C. This person writes to us, they're on a private plan. They haven't thought too much about this. When do they qualify? When should they be going online? When should they be looking at maybe somehow finding their way onto these programs?
Well, the good news is that the federal government's really good at telling you about when you're starting to get to the age when you qualify for Medicare. There are certain health conditions where you may qualify for Medicare, but those you would be able to talk with about with your doctor. It's usually the age of 65 or older that you would start to qualify for Medicare. You know, it's the run-up to that where you would start to look at this. If you're working for an employer right now and you probably have coverage through your employer, those are excellent plans that people have. And we find that a lot of people are really satisfied with the coverage that they have there as well. So, you know, the more that you can find out about how insurance works and what your choices are, the better off you're going to be when it comes to making your own choices.
It's one thing that's kind of interesting to me, because I just honestly just made a switch, and I am switching my health care around, and the packages come from, from the provider. I tell you, I had to sit down and read for about an hour to fully understand what it is I'm getting into here. Americans should really be able to read something that makes it simple. Are you folks backing plans that I know you have a thing, you know, about transparency?
Yes, and that's a really good point. So healthcare is complicated, and there are a lot of pieces of healthcare that need to be considered when you're buying a plan. Health insurance providers are very committed to making sure that people have very simple, easy-to-understand information to help them make choices, and making the language and the information as easy to read and understand as possible. Beyond that, we try to make that information available through a lot of different channels. So not just through what you get in the mail, but through our websites or through the customer service centers that they have. You can always call somebody to make a help you make a decision or find out more about what you're reading. In a lot of places, people do have access to brokers as well. So these are special insurance agents who are trained on these plans who can talk to you about what you need and help you make a decision that's right for you.
Ahead of all of us jumping into this, as we are aging, as we said at the beginning, and the numbers that your organization sent over, 279,000 of us going to be 65 or older in 2020 in the state of Maine. Should we be calling our representatives and urging them to support suitable funding for these programs, or do we need to start storming their offices with pitchforks and torches?
Well, the good news is that Senator Collins and Representative Golden have both voiced their support for a strong Medicare Advantage program for seniors. Both of them have signed on to a letter this year that goes to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services saying, please support a stable and secure Medicare Advantage program for our seniors. We think that it is important for our senators and representatives to hear from people in their states to know that this is an important program, particularly given the news that we got last night. We do think it's important to continue to stay in touch with your members of Congress to let them know that you're paying attention and watching and looking at the funding that goes into the program to make sure that it's able to remain strong and deliver, you know, the 93% satisfaction rates that it has today.
Christine Groh with America's Health Insurance Plans and the Coalition for Medicare Choices. Where do we find you online to read more?
Well, you can find out more at medicarechoices.org.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.